Hi, everybody. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. This is the Political Woman Podcast. I hope you all had a good Holy Week. I wrote this on Good Friday, but today is Easter Saturday, so it all works. Thank you for being here. Please subscribe and follow me on TikTok, YouTube, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I need your support. So we are wrapping up Holy Week. I was raised Catholic. My mother took us to church every Sunday. And on Saturdays, usually, we went to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. When I was a little girl, when I made my first communion, I really had to search to find sins that I could confess. I mean, what could you say? What can you say? How many sins can an 8-year-old commit? I mean, honestly, I thought impure thoughts. I told my brother to shut up. You know, but it's required. You make your first communion at about 8 or 9. I'm kind of grasping here because it was so long ago. But first, you have to sit through catechism on Saturdays. Now, if you don't attend Catholic school, you attend catechism. Now, we did not attend Catholic school. We went to public schools. My cousins went to Catholic school. So you get it every day in Catholic school. And part of that is, of course, reading the Bible. I love to read, and I loved reading the Bible. It is a really, really good book. It is. It's a good book. It's called The Good Book, and it is. Great stories. Great testimony. And why is the political woman talking about this? Well, you all know. Trump's Bible grift. That's what we're talking about today on Political Woman. Now, I'm going to quote a wonderful opinion piece in the Washington Post by Eugene Robinson. What a find. I was kind of searching through news sites, and I came across this story, and I'm now subscribed to Eugene Robinson. So I'll get his stories in my mailbox and his pieces. It's called Trump's Bible Grift is Going to Backfire. Now, I think Mr. Robinson is being hopeful. I think Mr. Robinson is putting his faith in Christians. Let's hope he's right. Let's hope from Eugene Robinson's pen, computer, to God's ear. And I'm going to quote heavily from his piece, and I'm not trying to steal it. I'm trying to share it. I won't read everything, but I am taking the quotes from his piece. I hope he doesn't mind, but I'm attributing. And I will say quote unquote, and I will throw in, as you know, my own 2 cents worth, or whatever the price would be today, probably would be like a penny. Quoting from the Washington Post, from Eugene Robinson's piece, quote, Donald Trump could be making a big mistake, hawking the, quote, God bless the USA Bible to his MAGA supporters. Some of them might actually read it. This latest grift might well flop, like Trump's stakes and those hideous gold-colored Never Surrender sneakers he's trying to sell for $399. For its optimistic timing alone, the rollout is happening during Holy Week, the most sacred time on the Christian calendar. The Bible venture deserves to be smitten by a wrathful marketplace, end quote. Hear, hear. Yesterday when the relatives came over, the kids, the grandkids, the kid, I talked a little bit about Good Friday. And what a great, honestly, wonderful, wonderful man Jesus was. And what they did to him on Good Friday. And how we do rejoice on Sunday. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Trump is a marketing genius. He is, or he used to be. If this coincides with Holy Week, I'm sure he did it on purpose. That Bible's been around for a while. I was just listening to the Midas Touch podcast, one of them, the one with Michael Cohen, because he's my favorite. Yeah, they're talking about Lee Greenwood and how long that Bible's been around. Go back to the article. Quote, if MAGA faithful do buy those Bibles and look inside, however, they will find myriad reasons to forsake the profoundly flawed political hero. They only need to read as far as Exodus 20, in which Moses comes down from the mountain and pronounces the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery is an injunction Trump has bragged about habitually violating. You can hear it on the Access Hollywood tape. That's the same recording that he boasted about violating another commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. And he did do that. I'm adding this part here, but I'm still taking from the article, by saying he did try and F a married woman. It's all there on the tape. It's available almost anywhere. Just go to YouTube, Google it. And the article goes on, talking about Moses and the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor is yet another commandment Trump routinely ignores. Of the tens of thousands of documented lies he has told, many have been falsehoods about his real or perceived enemies. Just this week, he's been telling lies about the daughter of a judge who presides in his impending criminal trial and who angered Trump by issuing a gag order prohibiting Trump from lying about witnesses, prosecutors, jurors, and court staff. And I'm going to stop quoting right here and just throw in a couple of my own words. How low can you get? Most of us love our children more than anything else in the world. Our number one priority when we have children is to protect them. That's goal one. Yes, love them, care for them, feed them, all of those things, but protect them from harm. Why does this man, Trump, insist on going after the children, adult or otherwise, of people he doesn't like or he is trying to hurt? She's an adult daughter of Judge Marchand, but he's got a fixation about her and keeps posting. And you know what that does. Everybody, let's just be clear. He has millions of followers on TikTok, whatever they call it now, and his social media site. And many of them are deranged. They go through life issuing threats to innocent people. And this has happened repeatedly over the last years since he's been around, which seems forever. Seems like we never get a break from this dude. And no, I don't have Trump deranged syndrome, as so many people say. I have a love of country. I love my country. And he's pooping all over it. And it's wrong. So yeah, Trump's been going after this young woman. And yeah, there it is, right in the Bible. And do any of the MAGAs care? Do any of the right-wingers care? No, they seem to not care. They seem to put aside their love of God and their love of the good book and follow this man. It's one of the perplexing things about what's been happening in this country the last few years. It's perplexing. It's perplexing that people vote for him, and it's perplexing that he has captured the Christian vote, the right-wing fanatical Christian vote. I mean, I'm not saying they're all fanatical, but I know I have some relatives who were raised Catholic and, quote, God, and they love him. They love him. What about this? Folks, what about this? What about this article? What about all the things that he has done that has gone against any kind of Christian value? So then the article, I'll go back to the article. I have more I want to say about a post Trump made today, but I'll continue with the article and then I'll talk about that at the end. Quote, of course, the commandments are found in the Old Testament, where God's judgments can be harsh and definitive. The New Testament tells us that we are all sinners, but we can be saved. Continuing the article, that is the theological basis on which Trump's unlikeliest loyal followers, evangelical Christians, and their pastors justify looking past the way Trump scoffs at so many of the Bible's instructions. And then this is in italics, so he's the author is kind of quoting what the Christians say, so-called Christians. Yes, he's far from perfect, they tell themselves, but like all of us, he can find salvation through Jesus Christ. As we give him our campaign contributions and our votes, we can also pray for his redemption. And that's the end of him speaking in the voice of these Trump followers. And the article goes on to say, quote, anyone who forks over $59.99 for a God Bless the USA Bible, that's the name of it, God Bless the USA, and reads it, however, will see that Jesus, whose resurrection Christians celebrate this weekend on Easter Sunday, gave detailed instructions for believers to obey. It's all right there. These instructions are encapsulated in the Sermon on the Mount, as related in Matthew 5:7. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, Jesus said. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. That pretty much is the diametrical opposite of the MAGA creed, which is more like, just win, baby. That's a quote from the author. But I'll just say, no, it's not just win, baby. It's destroy. It's hurt. This is me talking. It's hurtful. It's harmful. It's go after them. It's break into Nancy Pelosi's house and bash her husband's head in with a hammer. It's hanging gallows and searching for Mike Pence and calling out, oh, Nancy, at the Capitol. It's not good. It's evil. It is the opposite of what we were taught in Bible class. It's the opposite of what we were taught in catechism. It's the opposite of what Jesus and his apostles have written in the Bible. The opposite, the exact opposite, like night and day. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, my friends. I don't know. It's just, it's unexplainable. I'm mad. I'll go back to the article. Quote, later in the sermon, Jesus says, agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way of him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. And then the author writes, that's the end of the quote of the Bible, the author writes, had Trump followed this legal advice from Jesus, he would be facing fewer criminal trials and civil fines. And that's for sure. On another occasion, described in Matthew 25, verse 42 to 46, Jesus gives clear instructions about what a righteous immigrant policy should be. Quote from the Bible, "I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me," he says. And the dire consequence of behaving this way is to go away into everlasting punishment. I don't know how you feel about the Bible, end quote, but I recommend you read this, because that Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave, whoa. "I was hungry and you gave me food," Jesus said. "I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me." Those are Jesus' words, and that is what we all try to live by. I have faith issues. I've always tried to live, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I failed a lot, but I tried. Back to the article. Evangelical voters and their pastors, who presumably know in detail what the Bible says, have effectively suspended their belief in Jesus' words. They cite Trump's willingness to lead their crusade against abortion, although that is one issue Jesus never addressed. Toward the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives a warning. It could not be more relevant as Trump seeks to regain power. "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." And that is an end quote. And that's the end of the article of the opinion piece by Eugene Robinson in the Washington Post. I quoted heavily from it in this podcast. Yeah. So here we are. Here we are. And the man, Trump, continues to push violence. And his followers are ready to take up arms, just like they did on January 6th. The latest affront is Trump followers posting a fake picture of President Joe Biden tied up with rope, lying on his side in a pickup truck bed in the back of a truck. And it looks like someone photoshopped in a bullet hole in President's head. I won't go into it anymore. But Trump reposted this on this disgusting site that other disgusting billionaire took over. Wow. I don't know. Again, I tell you, I'm angry and I am afraid. I'm afraid. What happens? What happens if this guy takes over again? It's going to be more than just our taxes that are raised. I am doing my taxes and I've got to pay a lot. And I'm just an average person, and I'm in this really high tax bracket because of these people. I try not to complain about it, but boy, when you see these people getting away with murder, and all these CEOs, these people that run the big corporations in the country, are giving Trump money now again. Why? Because they want him to be in charge, because it's good for their pocketbook. Screw us. Screw democracy. It's good for their damn pocketbook. I already do not go to Home Depot because the Home Depot guy gives money to Trump and MAGAs. And I have to start going through the list and start boycotting them. Maybe I'll just do a podcast on this. It's Keith Overman went through it, the list on his podcast. It's disgusting. They're disgusting. Don't they care about our country at all? They see it's right out in the open. Trump sharing a picture of the president tied up in the back of a truck? Come on! Why isn't that illegal? Why isn't that a threat to the president? It's okay. It's okay for him to do it because he gets away with everything. And as I've said before, we cannot depend on the courts to save us. We can't. We have to vote en masse, and it has to be overwhelming. Look at the issues. I'm going to do a piece just on issues. The things they're going to do to us if they win control. I won't rave on anymore. I will give you a thank you so much and a bless you and hope you have a great weekend. Share some love. Share some love. That's what the good book says. The new good book. The New Testament. The Old Testament, I kind of like it a little bit better. It's very, very vengeful. Oh, boy. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman, here to share political news. Please vote and be safe.